The Australian band The Cat Empire from Melbourne throw a great party. The band that evolved from a trio playing jazz to the six-piece band that joins us today has been a hit at festivals at home and in Europe and is now making an impact in the U.S. We'll meet them in a moment, but let's start our set with the car song. Cat Empire playing live for us today on the World Cafe, and that's one you will find on Two Shoes, the first album out here in the States. And there are a couple of writers in the band. That one is written by Harry Angus, and you can tell because Harry puts himself in the song. This album was recorded in at Egram Studios in Havana. But you guys didn't go there particularly to use any Cuban musicians. Why did you make a choice to go to Havana?
Well, I think Havana was just a place that we all really wanted to go to. It's funny, there's a lot of reasons we could give. You know, the room was exciting, the culture's exciting there, the musicians are great there. But in the end, we just wanted to go and check it all out and make a record there that was really raw and stripped back. And we did use the Cuban horn section, which I thought added a lot to the album as well.
Mm-hmm. But the album is real Australian. It doesn't, I mean, the subject matter is all, you know, totally... You're not singing about Havana in any way, certainly.
No. There's one song called Soli Sombra, but that's kind of gibberish. It's probably the most Cuban sounding thing on the record. But no, it's true. It's a really Australian kind of a sound, I suppose.
Cat Empire, our guest today on the World Cafe. I was telling people about a song of yours called "The Chariot," describing your idea to dealing with global crises, which is basically to throw a pretty good party. Felix, how did this song come about?
It was a song. I mean, that was one of the really early Cat Empire songs when we were spending a lot of time, you know, playing in clubs at lockdowns or at beach parties. I mean, we were really living a kind of quite an enjoyable life, and I think it was just an easy metaphor or an easy parallel to draw, you know, between war and violence and having a party. And I'm not sure where it came from. I think it was just an idea. And when you have a concept for a song like that, it's quite easy to build something around it. And it worked very easily. And it was interesting because we did a video clip for it one time where we sort of superimposed war footage with party footage. And it was really quite interesting, I thought.
A lot of the same movements, a lot of the same... it's interesting.
Well, they've both got a kind of an energy to them, I suppose. And I think given, you know, the upbringing we've had and the kind of culture we've got back home for things like that, it was... sort of a privilege to be able to write a song like that, you know.
Well, can you do a version of The Chariot?
Yeah, sure.
This is a song that came upon me one night when the news it had been telling me better one more war and one more fight, and I sighed, but then I thought about my friends. Then I wrote this declaration just in case the world and our guns. We shot them in the things we said. Ah, we didn't need no bullets cause we rely on some words instead. I'd kill someone in argument, I'd whip them with our brains, and we'd kill ourselves a laughing at the funny things we'd say. And bones, we had them safe for special times when the crew would call a shakedown. We'd break down a party landmine. Oh, we were not so sexy, they explode us with their looks. How we blowing up some speakers, jumping around till the ground shook. And missiles, they were the road trips that we launched, and tripping across the silence, starting missions at the break of dawn. Yawn and smile, so what direction shall we take? It's somewhere where it warm and wet, it's for the route we'd always taken. Our weapons were our instruments, made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record wheel. Were our instruments made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record wheel singing. Our weapons were our instruments made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record wheel. Force flying when the frisbee in the sky. Have a session while we're smoking, now we're feeling extra high. We'd sneak into a car park with the skaties on our back. When we're flying down the level, silent on the attack. Now on the attack and battle. Lay up in these dinosaurs. See, we'd rather fight with music, choosing one the rhythm wall. A battle at these shakedowns and we battle at these gigs. Battle in our bedrooms, made some sweet love to the beat. And our allies grew wherever we were drama. See, whenever we together, any stranger feel at home. In a way, we are an army, but this sound we not distract. No, instead, we're doing simple things. You'll learn and find it right on my. This be a declaration written by my friends. It's engraved into this song, so they know I'm not forgetting them. See, maybe if the world contained more people like these, then the news would not be telling me about all that warfare endlessly. And our weapons were our instruments, made from a timber and steel. We never yielded to conformity, but stood like kings in a chariot that's riding on a record wheel.
The World Cafe, that is The Chariot. The Cat Empire playing live for us today. Their first album out here in the States is called Two Shoes. And Felix, you guys have played everywhere around the globe. I mean, you really have much more of a global presence than you do here in the States. Did you hold off here in the States because it's a tough nut to crack, or what were your thoughts?
Oh, not really, no. I mean, it's funny to say, you know, we'll just crack the States when we feel like cracking the States. The States is really quite different to the rest of the world, I think, especially for a band like us. You seem to, there seems to be a lot of genres over here, and the music scene's, you know, very particular. And I think for a band like us, we really grew up playing in festivals and things like, you know, cultural festivals, the Edinburgh Festival, the Adelaide in Australia, and we moved around a lot, and this music just fitted in very naturally over there. It's got a really strong European feel to it, I think, whereas the States, I think it's taken longer for people to get the idea of a band that could sort of jump between styles as much as we do. And so I think, you know, it's just been a slower burn over here, but it's really starting to pick up quite a lot now, and we're getting the same kind of audience responses we're getting in places like Europe. And so it wasn't deliberate, no.
Something else that is slow going here is the concept of going green and global warming, which for the rest of the known universe has kind of caught on to a while ago. Cat Empire tries to be a green band. And in what ways do you do that?
Well, look, in the last 2 years, I've really become interested in sustainability, not just environmental, but the whole concept of becoming sustainable, because I think the world's on a sort of one-track train to, it's not possible to keep on growing limitlessly. But I mean, the band's going to do a series of concerts, or a concert to try and offset as much of our travel emissions as we can. And also, I mean, it's a big issue in Australia at the moment. It's becoming a big voting issue. So I mean, before our elections in August, to try and raise as much awareness. And I'm trying to become part of a kind of a performers movement of people who are also interested in this, to show that it's not a charity, it's not something to make people feel good, it's just basic common sense to change your policies and to change your approach to consuming, I suppose.
Our producer actually spent her high school years in Sydney, and we were talking about Australia and the difference between the cultures. And one of the things she mentioned was how much more aware of the earth people are in Australia just because of how you live, but also how much more laid back Australians are for whatever reason. Do you notice that as you travel to the U.S., or are we are we more uptight? Or?
I don't know if you're more uptight or not. I mean, this whole thing about Australians being so relaxed, I don't know about it. I mean, most of my friends in Australia, a lot of them anyway, are from immigrants' families, and they've got all sorts of qualities to them. So, I mean, I suppose my beach friends are pretty relaxed. But Americans, I've got to say, America for me is divided into three kind of areas, the West Coast and then the East Coast and then the kind of middle southern area as well. And so I suppose I see them as being three different types of people. I hope I'm not generalizing too much. That's how I can categorize it in my head anyway. And I've got to say I've met quite a lot of exciting Americans. Some of them are much more tense than others, but I've also met some perfectly relaxed ones as well.
Cat Empire, I guess, and can you do the one that begins things, that Sly tune?
Yeah, definitely. This is the opening song.
Shrine met her, oh, at a jam in that garden of sauce. I must confess, God bless, I'm in pure thought. Show us the money, it was a call of the night. But no money could have bought even a piece of that pride. There might have been to see you people, I don't know, because all I could see was how this woman, she glows. So why, it's a pleasure to meet ya. You look like one incredible creature. Wanna treat you fine, let's dance and grind. Get so fun, you're afflicted, it's a grind. You're divine, sublime, well, you blow my mind. You're so sly. Ah. She got a feeling so good that all Greeks go kill her. Breaking into taking her like a glass of milk. Yeah. So her coming, wanna steam, what I mean. She got a sex coffee beam, but she tastes like vanilla. Well, alright, she ignite, now we hit the floor. Like the room on a super coming down. Now if it makes a good story, well, it's just worthwhile. With Thursday dealing stories in the sprinkler style. It's so sly, aye, it's a pleasure to meet ya. You look like one incredible creature. Wanna treat you fine, let's dance and grind. Get so funky, flicked, it's a crime.
And we finish up how the Two Shoes album begins with Sly from Cat Empire today. And if you're looking for the album, look for the Cat Empire's symbol there, the cat's eye with the crown on top of it. Felix, your brother designed that?
Oh, not exactly. I mean, my brother drew the first picture for the band, and secretly it had that kind of thing, a bit encoded, but Ian, Ollie's dad, actually designed it.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. And he named the band?
No, we named the band. Well, effectively, my little brother's picture named the band.
What does that mean?
Oh, not much, really. I mean, we were a trio, and we were waiting to do our gig, and we had to sort of decide on a name so they could advertise us. And there was a picture at the end of the bench in the kitchen that had three cats in it that said the Cat Empire, and so, yeah.
Here they are. Well, thank you so much for playing live. Sounds great, and congratulations on the new album. It's a really nice one.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Cat Empire are our guests, and we'll be back in a moment here in the World Cafe.